Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show.
I know we broke your heart, tears rolling down your face. You know I'm coming over to make sure you're okay. You don't have to wait, I'm a crazy baby. Call me Superman, you go away. Girl, I'm on my way, girl, I'm on my way.
Good evening and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and movie reviews. Tonight we welcome back talented Jeff Bradshaw, a.k.a. Mr. Trombone himself, to tell us about his upcoming concert that you definitely don't want to miss. Plus, R&B newcomer Jersey Authentic joins us tonight to discuss his music. As always, we want you to call in with your questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us in chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you? She might not be with us just yet. Ken? Well, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hey, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. How was your Monday?
It was a Monday.
I know. Oh, how was your weekend?
I didn't do much. I had a little procedure, so I've been homebound for the past few days. But it was great. I had some friends come by, and we just hung out at the house. Didn't do much as far as going out, but it was a messy weekend as far as weather, so I don't think I missed much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Actually went home to Virginia to see the family. Had a great time.
Awesome.
I went Wednesday night. I got there actually 3:30 a.m. Thursday morning. But
uh-huh.
I spent a lot of time with my mom, my dad, and then we had a big cookout on Saturday. Ate like a pig. And you know, this is the hard thing for me, because in my mother's neighborhood there's a Brewster's. Anyone knows that I'm addicted to ice cream. I love ice cream. And I don't eat it much out here. But you know, I went to Brewster's twice on Friday.
What? Why?
Because I want that ice cream. I went twice. And then Saturday at the cookout, we had ice cream. I mean, I don't know what was on me, but yeah, I definitely went in. But I'm back on the...
I hope you got two different things.
Oh, I did. The first time I got this Reese's Buttercup sundae, but instead of getting... vanilla ice cream, I got this new ice cream they had. And I went back, I got a, you know, they have like Brewster's, they don't have the what's it called, that Dairy Queen has. They don't have
the Blizzards.
The Blizzard. They have a Blast. So I got the Reese's Buttercup Blast. I went back up there.
I didn't know, that's new to me. I didn't know you were an ice cream person like that.
Because I don't eat it that much anymore. I don't eat it. I seldom eat it now, but I used to eat ice cream every day. Every day I eat ice cream. But
wow.
But you know, that's not funny. I had to change things around. But, yeah. But went and saw the family. It was great. My niece, she's just a mess. That's my little brother's daughter. But she's a mess. But I enjoyed everyone. But I got back yesterday around 1 o'clock. So it was cool. Good. Get away with the family, you know.
Yeah, glad you got to spend some time with the family.
Yeah, and I was good to see my mother. You know, she's going through her medical stuff, but she looked good, looked really good, and she's in great spirit, and, you know, she has strong faith, so that made us all feel good, you know, to see her doing so well.
That's
but,
great.
So, Chike, Adam, what's going on?
Hello, what's going on, people?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How was the weekend?
My weekend was fabulous.
That's good. Oh, yeah, it was your birthday. Good. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Actually went down and spent the weekend in Atlantic City and had a blast. And, yeah.
Did you gamble?
I did not. I did not even step one foot inside the casino.
Okay.
Imagine
wow.
that. Yeah, no, I'm not a gambler anyway.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm not either.
No,
well, happy birthday.
Plenty of eating and drinking, though.
Is this 23 for you?
Of course it is. Don't ask foolish questions.
Well, I know you were turned up your birthday. Did you see any movies?
Yeah, actually, I did. I saw Godzilla.
Okay.
And that actually came out on Friday.
Okay, and what were you
I was disappointed. The premise is always good. You know, we in America, we love our good monster films, you know, destroy and destruction. Godzilla is a monster movie classic. You should not be able to go wrong with Godzilla.
Yeah.
I'll say this. They picked some key actors to act the parts very well. The casting was good. I guess the whole premise of a monster in the city and terrorizing, they could have stood to go a little darker yet still in the storyline to make having a monster running around the world more believable.
Okay.
Just my thought.
Okay.
Adam, did you see it?
Yes, I saw it. And were you done with your review? Because I actually am on the opposite end of that spectrum.
Okay.
I loved it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I was, you know, last Godzilla movie I saw was the one in the 90s, but I'm kind of, and you know, I'm not really big on these kaiju battle movies, which are kind of like the Japanese like monster wrestling kind of. I think Godzilla did a good job. Like it was quick on hitting those emotional notes, which I always feel like movies kind of do those as tricks, but you know, this one I was okay with. And without getting too much into the story, because it's kind of, you have to see the movie to not ruin the story, but I liked how they did it. And it reminded me of like the first Alien movie, where you don't get a lot of the monster until you kind of get the little bit pieces of the monster as time goes on. And then you kind of get the big, kind of like the final battle and that kind of thing. So I thought Bryan Cranston, the scientist, did a good job. Ken Watanabe, the Japanese guy, did a really great job. So I was impressed. It met my expectations, because I think it's and I agree though, because there's a lot of mixed feelings. Some people loved it, some people hate it, some people thought it was okay. So going into that mindset, I think if you know what you're getting into, you'll enjoy it. But it's not what you're going to expect it to be, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Right. And I guess, and I'm going to make a hypothesis here, because Adam's about 2 years younger than me, he doesn't really remember the original.
I have 21.
So,
yeah.
And I remember the original. So it's kind of, you know, I don't know. Godzilla's just it's almost like a classic. It is a classic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you tamper around with classics, either you have to do it all the way right or don't touch it at all.
Yeah.
Did you like them introducing another monster? And that's not really spoiling it, since they kind of reveal it in the trailers, but did you like that other aspect or no?
Well, yeah, because Godzilla is based on that premise. You know, there is always multiple monsters in the Godzilla storyline. Even when they took it to cartoon form and they brought about his son. I know you don't know anything about that, but Godzilla does have a son. His name is Godzilla.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I do remember Mechagodzilla, but that's it.
Yeah, that too. But there, you know, there's other characters in the whole Godzilla storyline. So where they will go with this, I don't know. I just hope that the monster aspect of it, that storyline, gets better. Just like I said, the acting I thought was great, but the other stuff, the sci-fi stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And I did think kind of one little aspect that I didn't like, well, which wasn't a big deal, was the family aspect. And it's a theme in a lot of movies, you know, I got to get back to my family. And so I understood it, but I was just kind of like, okay, we know that, you know, he's trying to get back to his family. We've seen this in every movie. Do we really have to see it again? But it wasn't a big deal, but I did. That was the only kind of complaint I had about the movie.
Okay. Two different opinions, two different reviews. I like that, though, because it shows how a movie can be you know, can go one way for one person, go the other way for another person. I like that.
At the end of the day, it is art, and art is open for interpretation.
Exactly.
But I will say this, it definitely was better than Spider-Man, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You all had the same review on Spider-Man, by the way. I thought that was
funny.
Were you able to see anything else, or was that pretty much it?
That was pretty much it. Looking forward to X-Men this week. You know, the summer movie season kickoff.
Yeah, I'm excited about X-Men. And I wonder, because, you know, they did Godzilla on a Thursday night. They actually had, like, 7 o'clock showings, which is kind of a
good trend. Yeah, is that new, Adam? Is that starting something new?
I don't know, but I hope that continues because, you know, sometimes I can't get out on Friday nights, and Thursdays sometimes I don't have anything going on. So it would be nice to catch a new movie Thursday night instead of waiting for the weekend. And,
right. I know normally,
I'm hoping...
Normally here in Jersey, they do it on Thursdays, but they don't start until maybe 10 or 11 p.m. Maybe the morning, the early morning.
I know when I went and saw Captain America, it was on a Thursday night. It was a Thursday night, I thought.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it's
true.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Well, as always, appreciate it. Have a great week. Enjoy your Memorial Day. We're off next week, but we'll talk in 2 weeks, okay?
Sounds
absolutely
good.
Can I shout out one thing before I get off the air?
Absolutely.
I am going to be – Conversations with Cheeky Evans is going to be at the red carpet at Mr. Jeff Bradshaw's live album recording for Home.
I'll
be doing the red carpet there. And I just want to shout out DKNY, Donna Karen, New York. They will be supplying me with wardrobe for the red carpet for that event.
Awesome.
So I want to shout out Danielle Zerling and Leroy Cade of DKNY. Just wanted to say that.
So pretty much you're going to be sharp that night, huh?
Oh, yeah. I got to be for Jeff Bradshaw. Do you understand how that man dresses?
Exactly. I've seen it. I've definitely seen it. Okay. Well, listen, guys, have a great one, and we'll talk in 2 weeks.
All right,
absolutely. Have a good one.
All right. Hey, Ron, what's going on?
What's up?
How was your weekend?
Awesome. I was down in Spartanburg, South Carolina, to attend my twin cousin's college graduation.
Congratulations!
They are official college graduates of Wofford College, and I'm sure that y'all heard me talking about them throughout the years on the show and everything. About them playing football and everything. So, yeah, it's official. They are college graduates, and I am so proud of them. Joshua, Jeremy, I'm proud of y'all. I love y'all so much, and y'all just continue to do great things. I'm speechless. It was
absolutely.
It was awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, question for y'all. Have y'all seen the Saturday Night Live skit yet on Beyonce and Jay-Z?
I saw them covered on the news today. I didn't see the whole thing.
Okay. Y'all might want to say, Ms. Parker, I don't know if like you might have seen it and wanted to talk about it, then I won't mention much.
No, you go ahead. I didn't see the whole thing either.
Okay. I just thought it was just funny. I just thought it was just really funny. Just the whole voiceover, like, how they actually showed the clips of the actual video, and then the actors were talking over it, saying, you know, it was like, oh, there's a spider on you, where? Get it, kick it off of me, get it. and then whenever they were about to walk off out of the elevator, then she was like, oh, it's back on you again. Get it. And then she hit the video.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah, it's real funny. All right, sports. Ah, man, what's there to talk much? Donald Sterling still in the news.
He hasn't paid his fine. He was supposed to pay his fine by a certain date, and his attorney sent a letter to the NBA saying that he's not paying it, and he's not stepping down. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This man's not leaving without a fight. He is going down swinging. I hope that the NBA did not think that he was just going to leave, you know, easily. No, he's going down swinging. But what's going on? I don't know if y'all have noticed that this has been the year of the 80-year-old, the old white racist man just coming out and just speaking what he feels. Like with Donald Sterling, with Clive and Bundy, and now with this new guy in New Hampshire. He was the former, I think he was the sheriff of the county or something. Like he was either the sheriff or the commissioner, the chief of police or something like that in a city in New Hampshire. Anyway, he called President Obama the N-word.
I heard that. I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he did not, and he said, yeah, I said it, and that's what I think that he is. And I mean, they're just coming, telling
me. It's crazy.
Wow.
Let's go back to Sterling. Let's go back to Donald Sterling.
Absolutely.
It was interesting. I was talking to my dad about he's a huge sports lover, you know, sports fan, and we were talking about it when I was home, and he thinks that Donald Sterling should not have been forced to step down. He said he should have paid a fine, but he should have been forced to step down because people make comments like that in their privacy all the time. But what I was explaining to him was I said that may be true, but the fact that it went viral, you know what I mean? It went viral. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows he said these things. And then his interviews have not helped him at all.
Right.
But did you see Magic Johnson's interview?
Yeah,
I think Matt Johnson's a classy guy. He's a classy because he took the high road, definitely took the high road.
Oh, absolutely.
When it came to that situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially
after
he said those things about
him. Yeah, Magic took the high road. And no, Donald Sterling should be fine and he should leave the NBA because he is going to cost, if you look at it just as a sheer business point, he's going to cost them millions of dollars.
Exactly.
Why?
Yeah,
you know, this player is a cancer. He's a cancer. And he's, what player in their right mind would want to play for an owner who doesn't like black people?
Right.
Who set it up? I mean, come on.
I think Dad has a point. I think there are a few of them in the NBA that don't like black people. In people's homes all the time, and I'm not shocked that, you know, some guy in New Hampshire called Obama nigger. Like, people still feel that way.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's okay, but I'm sure there are a few of them in the NBA now just going to be more careful who they speak to, but people feel that way.
It.
And it's unfortunate,
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was watching Inside Edition. And the guy who supposedly leaked the tape, he came forward, and he said that he did it. He said that he actually used to work as a pimp. I mean, not a pimp. Basically, he had, more like a pimp, I guess. But he said that Lee Stiviano, the one that Donald Sterling, you know, his confidant and friend or whatever, he said that, you know, that's how he introduced them because she used to work for him. And the recording they had, because he leaked the recording of Donald Sterling as well, and it's Donald Sterling talking about Lee Stiviano. He said that when he first met her, and how gorgeous he thought she was, her body, he thought it was real nice. And he said that she said to him, you know, you should be my friend. And he said, well, I have enough friends. And she said, no, you need me as a friend. And then asked him, was there another room? Because he was at his office, there's another room they can go to be private. And then I guess they got it in. And then she said, so you're going to be my friend. And he said that he thought about, you know, he said, here we have this Mexican girl who, we call her Mexican. She's not
Mexican, that's funny.
We have this Mexican girl who, you know, she doesn't have anything, her family doesn't have anything. Why not buy her a few things? And give her money and change her whole family's life. Why not do that?
Well, he knew she wasn't Mexican. She said on the paper a few times, you know, I am
right.
Black. She told him a few times. She's like, and then she even stated, whether or not you want to believe it, I'm black. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's almost like he chose not to even acknowledge it, because every time she said it, he just went right.
Went over it, yeah.
Around the conversation and started talking about something else. It was like
right.
him acknowledging it made it real, but him not acknowledging it wouldn't make it real. But let me just say this one thing. I think that the hate that we put out there is the same hate that we're going to receive. I don't think racism and hatred is ever going to go away if we don't stop hate other people, denying other people their rights, and also, being better people to each other.
Exactly.
I think that the example
agree.
That said after Michael Sims kissed his boyfriend on TV, and the nastiness that I saw from black men and black people on social media is in turn what we see from other people. The energy you put out there is what you're going to get back. We're never going to be free from racism and hatred if we don't project positiveness and love towards other people as well. You can't say, let's get on him because he's being a bigot or whatever you want to call him, a racist, but then you're just as much hate on somebody else just because they love someone of the same sex. Like, to me, that makes no sense. And I saw some very mean-spirited things that, in turn, made Donald Sterling seem like he was freaking came to save us. I was being thrown Michael Sims' way. So I'm like, how can you have so much hate towards somebody else just because of who they love, but then you turn around and complain about somebody else hating you because your skin color is the same thing.
Right.
And I thought it was – go ahead,
Derek. No, I was just going to say that's the one thing that I continue to scratch my head over is how do people get so upset and angry over the fact that two people love each other? I just it more power to them. And keep it moving, but what's all this venom and anger and hate?
Even if it is your religious belief, hatred marked with a cover with religious beliefs is still hatred. It's still hatred. Whatever name, whatever book you use to justify it, it's still the same thing. So I feel like, just a week ago, we were all Donald Sterling, he's a racist, he's an evil guy, whatever. Then, like, a few days later, we're projecting the same thing out there. Like, to me, that's the most hypocritical thing I've ever seen. We are universally connected. No matter what you want to believe or not, we are universally connected. The positive energy that we put out towards each other, no matter who it is, in this country, not in this country, out there, wherever, it's the same energy that we're going to get back. So you're putting hatred out there towards people because of their sexual orientation, we're going to continue to get hatred towards our skin color. Period. That's just how
it
is. And so, when I read things like that, I'm just sick to my stomach because I don't know how you can justify feeling a victim for somebody else doing it to you, but then you don't see that you're doing the same thing. That confuses me.
Right. And you know what I learned? What Whoopi Goldberg said when she was talking about the whole same-sex marriage, she said, if you're against same-sex marriage, don't marry someone of your same sex.
Period.
It has nothing to do with you.
Right. If you're straight, then my thing is, if you're a straight person, why are you all in a gay couple's mouth, and why are you even thinking of two men sexually anyway? If you're so straight, like, why is that even in your head like that? Unless you're questionable, you know what I'm saying? Because honestly, I think that a lot of these men, and it's so interesting that it's a lot of black men that are so angry with it. I think that a lot of them they're using the gay thing, like they're so angry about it to the point where it's almost like to me it's questionable, and it's like it's deflecting attention off of them. So okay, I'm gonna be angry at them so that no one thinks that I'm that way, kind of thing. It's to me, again, I just don't understand how a straight man would even care about what two men are doing, period. Why are you so emotional about this? Why is this topic so emotional for you unless you got something that that's in your closet? So that's So anyway, it all to be continued.
Absolutely.
And that's pretty much all I got to say about this. Really, really quickly. Did y'all see the Algerian runner that lost the race at the last second because he was kind of cocky and he was celebrating too quickly? And right at the he was almost at the finish line, and so he
he kind of slowed up a little bit and kind of had his tongue out like, hey, and the guy that was right next to him, you know, got that last little burst of energy and actually beat him.
I bet he learned
his lesson. So, yeah, that's my thing. Yeah, now you'll learn. Finish, cross the finish line, just like with the with these football players that'll catch the ball or they're running the ball and they're right almost at the right there to score a touchdown and they'll slow up and they'll drop the ball right before they actually cross the line, thinking that that they're in there and they end up losing the ball. Like, yeah, just finish the play, just finish it. You can dance later, whatever. Just finish it. Just finish it. Just miss the play. Just finish it.
Exactly.
So, anyway, that's it, man. I ain't got nothing else to talk about in sports. Yo, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Aaron Cosby. That's it. I'll talk to y'all next week. And Janera, if she's here, it's on you.
Appreciate it, Aaron. Have a good one. This
no problem.
Out. She's going to transition, but go to budgetshopaholic.com. for more information on her finds and what she has discovered on her website. Ms. Parker, you want to go into entertainment news?
Yeah, I think we've talked about a few things that I wanted to discuss anyways, but I was watching in between my days, falling asleep and dedicated, was watching, I believe it was Entertainment Tonight, and they were talking about Sherri Shepherd.
Yeah, I saw that.
Situation is just getting so bad, and I really like her. Now her child father, Jeffrey's father, not the ex-husband that she's divorcing now, but the ex-husband before that, he's now suing her. And I'm like, whatever he's
bored.
Why is he suing her? Because he said that she is, not a fit mother. And that she's not being there for him, for Jeffrey, and Jeffrey has special needs. And so he wants to know if he could get full custody of Jeffrey, because then in turn, he's going to get, and people are just saying in turn, he's going to get a larger child support, and now he knows that Sherri is going through some stuff. He feels like this is the best time for him to come up with this mess and get more child support, and her husband now, he has the nerve to, say that he will testify on behalf of the other guy. And it's just like,
what?
Really? Yeah.
Wow. Well, I was watching
I think it's just really sad. I think it's just really
sad.
They
were saying they got their hands on the prenup between Sherri and her current husband, she had it, and if they didn't make it 5 years, and he was entitled to $60,000. But he wants more. He wants more money. He said that prenup wasn't right. There were some legal issues, and he wants more money. But he wasn't really related to the statement. The attorney just said
I did read that, and he's asking for more money, too. And then it just happened where it's just weird because they're going through a surrogate right now to try to have a baby.
So he wants more money. He wants more money for child support for a baby that's not born yet.
Yeah, and the baby is not even here yet. I wish they had really thought that through before they went that, but I'm sure she didn't think her whole life was going to be falling apart.
Right, yeah, exactly.
It's just crazy.
That's crazy.
So,
wow.
But I hope everything, I definitely hope everything works out for her and that she's able to, figure things out somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Aaron brought up the whole Beyonce Jay-Z salon situation. Apparently over the weekend, did you see they went to New Orleans and they all had lunch together?
Yeah, I read that somewhere as well.
They said that none of the photographers, none of the paparazzi get pictures. The pictures that they posted are the ones that Beyonce posted on her Instagram page.
Of course. Beyonce is going to be very protective over what she shows.
So they went to some restaurant in New Orleans and they all three of them, and the mom was there too.
People are still speculating on exactly what happened and all of those things. But everybody have issues, and I think one day we will probably find out. But Beyonce is very private. I don't think that day is going to come anytime soon.
Yeah, no time soon, right. Anything else?
No, that was it, unless you have something else that you wanted to discuss.
That's good.
I wanted to really quickly, R. Kelly. I read that R. Kelly's wife got married March
2nd and on March 6th. She's already getting a divorce.
Yeah,
from that friend, from my God, she was married to him for two months. Supposedly he lied and was texting this other woman asking her for money. I just thought it was too fast. Anyways, like last season she didn't have anybody. This season she showed up engaged. So
yeah, now divorced again.
But you know, the article just said that made a good point that, you know, she's probably been through so much. She knows, at least she knows when to get out.
Early on,
of sticking in there or whatever.
That's true.
But it is kind of sad. 2 months, and she was just so happy. You can tell it was a little bit of desperateness there when, you know, when she showed up with that man and said she was going to marry him and knew him for a little while. She met him at the airport. So sad to hear that it didn't work out, but, you know, be more careful. It's okay
also,
to be alone on yourself and be okay. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's a difference between being lonely and being alone. You know what I mean? Being lonely and alone. But I also want to give a special happy birthday to Mark, the late Malcolm X. His birthday was today. So continue to rest in peace to him as well. All right. Well, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTM Radio.
It's safe to say that singer known as Authentic lives up to his namesake in the realm of passion and talent for music. Born in New Jersey, Authentic has been blessing audiences with his miraculous voice, vocals, since he was 5 years old, starting out singing in church. He was born a star, went through obstacles in his life, and is back to show the world exactly who he is and why he should be in the music industry. So sit back and listen to his story. Please help me welcome Jersey Authentic. Welcome to the show.
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
What's going on? How you doing?
Nothing much. Chilling. Just working hard. But I must say, I love listening to that that little musical break that you had, you know what I'm saying, with y'all singing on it. I was like,
dope. That's actually Ron Anthony. He's actually on the network as well. Great vocalist, and that was his voice. So, yeah,
okay.
Shout out to Ron for that.
Cool. Yeah, that was dope.
So tell us about, you know, your background. You know, you started singing in church. Tell us how you really got into music and, you know, kind of how you got to where you are now.
Really, I mean, long story, but I mean, as far as getting to where I am now, started off in church and really just kept with music throughout high school. I even went to college for music. And, I mean, at first I was going to college to be a music teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But it really didn't plan out the way I wanted it to be. I later found out that wasn't really my calling. Music is my calling, but not teaching it, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, my dad had passed away while I was in school. So what I had to do was, you know, come out into the real world and start on my own, you know, and have a job and life got in the way, you know what I mean? But after all of that, I linked up with the right people, and I started recording music. And, I mean, this is where I am today.
Do you remember the first song you recorded?
Yes. The first song I recorded was a song called Magic Carpet Ride.
Okay.
That was probably maybe like 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how has your music changed from 4 years ago, that song, to your current material?
I would definitely say now with my music, it's more of me having like control on that I want to perform or what I want to sing. When I first started recording, it was pretty much, you know, the producer or the songwriter would say, hey, just sing this. You know what I mean? And I actually remember... shout out to Pam from Total.
That's my sister.
Oh, word?
That's my
Big brother is my half brother. That's his sister. Yeah,
okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
But
my world.
Yes, it is. But she heard me sing or whatever, and she was like, "Yo, bro, your voice is dope." Like, and I remember one of the greatest advices that she gave me was, she was like, "You coming into this industry?" She was like, "Don't let people influence you on certain songs to sing." She was like, "You know, at the end of the day, this is your brand. This is you. So sing what you want to sing. Don't allow somebody to force you to sing something just because." So,
right.
When she told me that in the beginning, like, I didn't really get it because, you know what I mean? Like, I was new, fresh. Like, I just wanted to sing. I didn't care. But now, as I'm getting older and, you know, maneuvering through this game, it's like, now I understand what she meant. So that's a big factor with the music I recorded then till now.
Okay. And how would you describe your current music?
My current music now is very soulful. But also I have that hip hop edge to it. Being that, you know what I mean, like, I grew up in the hood, you know what I mean? So hip hop has always been a part of bringing.
So
I definitely like to fuse between that R&B soul mixed in with the hip hop.
Absolutely. I know one song that you sent was a Million Hands to Shake. I really like the song playing in our next half hour. Tell us about that song.
Yo, that definitely is probably one of my favorite songs that I've recorded. I remember being in the studio, and my partner, his name is Barion, he's the one that's rapping on there. But, you know, he basically came to me, he was like, "Yo, I got this song, but I don't know where I want to go with it." And when I heard it, I was just like, "Yo, this song sounds like a conquer song. Like we need to tell everybody who's listening, like, what we're going through." And everybody has a dream, you know what I mean? But some people are afraid to go forward with it because they don't know the outcome. And, you know what I mean? And this song just really just explains, like, no matter what, you got to keep going.
Yeah,
no matter how hard it is, you know, people are going to say, "No, you can't do this, no, you can't do that," but you know what I mean? You can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you make it a point to have, like, conscious music that motivates or encourages people?
Definitely. I like to do that, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, of course, I got my other songs, you know,
different
life situations that I've been through or that I've seen, but I really love to be able to capture that. That's actually the calling that I got through music. You know what I mean? My dream is always to motivate, help, encourage people, and just know that, you know what I mean, if I could do it, you could do it.
Absolutely. So would you say, you know, being an underground independent artist, you know, someone who's trying to break through or working towards breaking into the industry, what would you say is the biggest challenge at this point?
The biggest challenge, I would say, is probably support. I don't know. I mean, from where I'm from, Jersey, it just feels as though everybody is out for themselves. Nobody is really trying to embrace one another. You know what I mean? And it's sad because I see so many talented people, but it's like no one wants to give people the time of day because they're not on TV or they don't have a hot record with, you know, Rick Ross or Beyonce or whoever it is, you know what I mean? It's sad because there's so much good talent.
Absolutely. I agree. I totally agree. And I think because in this day and age, it's easier for people to put out records, you know. And so do you feel like sometimes maybe the market is kind of saturated?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I actually heard an interview that Missy and Timbaland put out probably about a year and a half ago, and they actually talked about that, and they said, you know, nowadays it's too much music out there. So even for people to really try to find the next hot talent, they got to surf through all, I don't want to say garbage, but they got to surf through all this music to try to find the right person, and sometimes people get overlooked. I remember she said something like, back in the day, an artist would put out maybe one or two songs for the year, and they would rock those two songs for the entire year. Now you got people putting out like 6, 7, 8 songs, maybe even more.
Right, yeah. Because you see some artists, like a Chris Brown or, you know, Drake or whatever, they'll have like 5 songs on the radio at one time, you know, featuring another track.
Right.
And it often seems that radio plays the same song. They play the same songs over and over. It's kind of hard, you know, they don't, there's no variety.
There's no variety. At all. And I also remember, shout out to Little Mo. She's another one of my supporters, and I love her music. She's super dope.
Yeah.
She told me, she was just like, I remember she was telling me, like, when she first started, people used to tell her, like, oh, well, don't sing it like that. Like, you can't put so much soul on it. You can't put too much force on it, and she's like, that's my style. Like, how you gonna tell me to change up my style if I'm feeling it that way? And right now it's a lot of watered down music. It's like nobody is really has that passion for it. They're just doing it just to do it so they can get paid.
Yeah. What would be your dream duet?
My dream duet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's a couple people.
Okay.
Definitely, I see like Kiki Wyatt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see Monica, Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely them. And I would love to do a track with Mo herself.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. What do you think about, you know, a lot of artists? Especially 90s, early 2000 artists like SWV, you know, Little Mo, Kiki White, you know, the whole R&B diva thing. They're turning to reality TV, which has been a huge vehicle for a lot of people, to re-watch their careers or to, you know, just to get that attention again. What do you think about that route, the reality TV route?
At first, I didn't really, like, agree with it, but I've come to realize that the times have changed.
Yeah,
you know, back
right,
back before, they didn't have that. So they chose that lane to promote their music and use it as a platform. Now we have reality TV, and, you know, fortunately enough, I mean, it's good and it's bad at the same time. I could tell you for myself, the good about it is, yes, using it as a platform for the right reason, so that you can really get your music out
and your
brand or whatnot. The bad thing about it is sometimes as a superstar, I remember when Brandy did reality TV. Now, for me growing up, I love Brandy. So when I was able to see, like, the whole behind the scenes and everything about her life, the aura about Brandy sort of, like, disappeared for me because I knew too much.
Yeah,
so sometimes I think they talk about too much. Sometimes you got to give your fans that what if or what are
that mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I agree with you. I was having a conversation with one of my friends just last week, and we were talking about the whole Beyonce, Jay-Z, Solange situation. And I said they shouldn't say anything about it. I said they shouldn't say anything about it because they're not people who kind of live their private lives in the public eye because.
Yep.
It's so, a lot of celebrities are so accessible on social media, or, you know, it's every move. The aura that Jay-Z and Beyonce have, because people really don't know what's going on a lot of times. You know, that's why everyone was so shocked to see that video of the fight. But I think, like, back in the day, stars, they had that mystery to them. You know what I mean? You didn't know too much about them. And I think that's star quality right there to me.
Yep.
You know?
And to not respond. Like,
The average
person, they would have just went right on it, social media and maybe tweeted about it. Or
it up,
about
right.
It.
But
they didn't do that, and that's huge.
Yeah, I agree. Let me ask you, our question of the day today was, you know, last night on the Billboard Awards, they did a hologram performance of Michael Jackson performing his new song. Do you think it's disrespectful to do a hologram of the deceased?
I would have to say yes. And the reason why I say, like, I don't think it's good is because that person is no longer here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's like we're trying to bring someone back from the dead to so we could see them perform, and it's not even up to how they really perform. Like, I know Michael Jackson was, like, a huge perfectionist.
Exactly.
And for them to bring, you know, a hologram and let that perform as him, it was just like, I just don't agree with it. I don't like it.
There was a lot of controversy over them releasing an album of his unreleased material because of the fact that he was such a perfectionist
yeah.
that he if he didn't release them, there was probably a reason why. Do you think that they should have ever released that album?
I don't think they should. Okay. I don't. I mean, the same thing goes back to, like, Aaliyah and other artists, like, who passed away. I just don't think – I mean, I know for myself as an artist, if you didn't put out that music ahead of time, there was a reason why. So being that the artist is deceased is not the time to put out music.
What I think about – because people say, you know, it's kind of like a greed thing, like, you know, that whole – quote-unquote tribute last night was more so to sell his current record, which, by the way, went number one in 50 countries. Shout out to MJ,
wow.
Still relevant. But
right.
I think that it for me as an artist, that if I were deceased, I wouldn't mind the music being put out because you've already seen the best of me. You know, you've
sure.
already seen what I put out. You know, and as the fans, you know, one of the hardest things about losing an artist that you love is that there won't be any new music, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I think for the fans, they get it. But I'm kind of on the fence about the whole hologram thing because I know they did the one for Tupac. And I know that when TLC was getting back, you know, when they were relaunching their career, they thought about doing a performance, but the girls said they couldn't stand and look over there and see that wasn't really left out
right.
of a hologram. Yeah. So I definitely see both sides.
So
are you working on anything new right now?
Yes, I actually I got a lot of stuff going on. I actually have my debut mixtape, which is called Classified, will be released in July. So we're doing a release date for July 4th.
And how can people get their hands on that?
It's gonna be on DatPiff.
Okay.
We're also gonna put it on my actual website, which is dcmgdiamondmine.com, and we're going to probably drop maybe one or two singles that won't be on DatPiff on iTunes.
Okay. And what can we expect to hear on the mixtape?
On the mixtape, I mean, it's going to talk about my life, certain relationships I've been in. It's going to talk about me living in the hood and me trying to get out. Again, the 1 million hands to shake, that's going to be on there. And I got a couple party joints on there. So
turn up.
It's well-rounded. But one of the things with my mixtape that a lot of people do with their mixtapes is they usually use songs from, like, what's current. They redo it. I don't have no song on my mixtape where I'm doing that. Everything is original. So it took a long time to get this project, and I'm real happy for it, real happy.
So how do you know once a project is finished for you? Like, you record a bunch of songs. How do you know when it's completed, it's ready to go out?
When it's ready to go out, it's a tough one. Because I am a perfectionist, sometimes when I hear it, I always can hear something else wrong with it. And
yeah.
I was talking to my songwriter and my producer, and he was telling me, he was like, you got to let it go. And I was like, how can I let it go if I still hear something? He said, you're always going to. He was like, you have to just drop it. And it's kind of hard sometimes, but I've learned to, once I hear it one time, like after it's done, I just got to keep moving. Because if I keep changing it, I'll be on the same song forever.
I'm like you, though. Like, when I get a song back that I record, I hear a million things, but it's never right. It's never right. You know, so
you're right.
Feel you.
You're right. And what he did tell me was, he was like, you hear the mistake, but remember, you're creating it. So sometimes making a mistake could be something good.
It could be that one part that just sets it off.
Exactly. And he was like, you know, people who are listening won't be able to pick up that mistake. So that let me put it into perspective. So I was just like, all right, I got you.
I hear that. Well, tell everybody where they can follow you, keep up what you got going on.
Yes, sir. They can follow me on Twitter, at Jersey Authentic. You can like me on Facebook, Authentic. You can also check me out on SoundCloud, Jersey Authentic, and also on my Reverb Nation page, which is Authentic as well. And one of the biggest things that I'm getting ready to start doing, actually this week, starting probably, I think, Wednesday or Thursday, is I'm going to be shooting my first music video. So
wow.
This is going to be huge. I'm trying to take it to the next level now. I also got a couple performances coming up. So, I mean, I'm real excited.
You're doing big things, man. You're doing big things.
Yes, sir.
I wish you nothing but continued success. Let us know when that mixtape drops so we can make sure we play the songs for our listeners. Wish
gotcha.
You all the best, man. Have a good night, okay?
All right, you too. Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right. God bless y'all.
You too. Before we go to break, let's go over the question of the day. Like I said to Cynic, the question of the day is, go back, I lost it that fast. It says, last night on the Billboard Awards, they did a hologram performance of Michael Jackson performing his new song. Do you think it's disrespectful to do holograms of the deceased? Now, keep in mind they did one for Tupac. They've done this one for Michael. Let's read some of the comments here. Let's see here. Because apparently Twitter was in a frenzy yesterday during that performance. Some people thought it was weird. They thought it didn't look right. It wasn't up to Michael's capability. My internet's going kind of slow, but I'll read some of them here. Here we go. It says, some people said they were on the fence. Activity issues. By the way, I canceled my internet service, and I'm getting a new one tomorrow, and I think they're basically trying to play me by making it go very slow and slow all day. But Dean Wee said, no, I don't think it was disrespectful to a hologram of the deceased, and it didn't even look like him. Thayer said, nope, I think it's very honorable way to honor someone. It shows the impact that they had while present and done right. Also very creative. Marcella said, I want to live on when I pass. It would be great for me to know that even for the moment in time, I'm being remembered by so many. But Toya said, absolutely not, not at all. Angela said, yeah, it's very strange and not fair to the family. Plus, he needs to something being dead for at least 10, oh, he needs to be dead for at least 10 years before he did that. But Toya said, being dead, I see your point, yet the family must consent to it, I'm sure. Mercedes said, no, I don't think it was disrespectful. It actually pays homage instead of vice versa. Angie said she was on the fence. Chico said, not at all. The technology is there. Expose it. You're going to tell me a living Michael Jackson wouldn't have used some aspect of this? Come on. Let's be real. He would have perfected that madness and made it his. Let's see. Kaleo said, The story goes that MJ had a vault of songs that were only to be touched after he died. So in a sense, he laid the foundation of his future album to himself. Sad part is, I heard that Jermaine Jackson was complaining because he nor any of the other Jackson were involved in the project, as if they would have been if Michael was still alive, shaking his head. And then Nathaniel said he's not sure. But listen, we continue. We thank you for answering the question of the day. We'll continue to bring those to you each and every Monday. Quick commercial break, come back with Stephen's playlist. Right after this.
Yeah. Yeah. Ron Danny. EOTM Radio. We heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move. Getting out of the house. EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
Next station is the high. independent artist and looking for more. So tune in and tell a friend about the hottest station on internet land.
Sit back and listen to EOTM on a mission. Classic City Records, ain't no competition. Pay attention to the grind, we're in it, the vision. Entrepreneurs on the move, success is given.
EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most.
EOTM, that's the people station. Hottest station in the nation, no underestimating. Stop procrastinating and gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying.
Cutting
pity records, we tiring. Go to EOTM and start climbing.
Okay.
EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, heading coast to coast. Entrepreneurs on the move, giving you the most. EOTM Radio, giving you the most. Yeah. EOTM.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Jeff Bradshaw did not call in tonight for whatever reason. He has been on with previously, but I do want to let you all know that his home concert, called Home, is on May 28th at the Kimmel in Philadelphia. He's going to have, I mean, incredible artists perform with him, such as Trombone Shorty, Take Six, Marsha Ambrose, Kim Burrell, Nai, Kenny Lattimore, Eric Robinson, Bilal, and a surprise appearance by Philly music icon, So you definitely don't want to miss that. They'll be doing a tribute to Will Downing. Who doesn't love Will Downing? Now, make sure that you go to KimmelCenter.org for a ticket. They'll range from $49 to $80. I'm at the Kimmel Center again, and it's going to be the red carpet starts at 6:15 to 7:15, and then the show will start quickly after that. But go to KimmelCenter.org for more information. You can also call 215-893-1999. Again, that's Jeff Bradshaw's home concert featuring some of your favorite artists. Definitely check it out. All right. So also I want to remind everyone to go to EOTMAwards.com. The award show is going down November 2nd. I'm very excited. I'm going to be there. So make sure that you get your tickets and you nominate your the people you want to see. And definitely, EOTMAwards.com for all information about the EOTM Awards, second annual. It'll be great. But now it's time to go on to Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during this segment. Each week we select artists to play on our playlist. And tonight our playlist features songs by both major and independent artists, including Miley Music, K. Michelle, Mariah Carey, and, of course, Authentic, who we just spoke with. If you're interested in being featured on the Stephen Knight Show, Stephen's playlist, please email us at StephenKnightShow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Now, remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing at all, and we definitely look forward to hearing from you. Now, the first song is by MJ himself from his upcoming, his recent album, his new album, called Love Never Felt So Good. I love this song. It's a great groove. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Thank you. so good.
Never felt so good.
Yeah, never felt so good. Never felt so good.
If everybody got the sort of dream they ever chased, it might not be working quite the way they thought it would.
Yeah.
You know, once you get to that point where you're lost and you're questioning yourself, that means you're going too far to turn back now. You got to make it work. What do you do when they don't believe you, and they won't support you, and they won't receive you, and it's starting to cost you? Do you give up and go away, or do you search for another way? Do you say you continue to play, never mind what the haters say?
I don't know about you, but here's what I'm gonna do. Keep grinding and shining. Nobody said it would be easy, but I'm a go-getter like Jesus.
For me, the Ralph Ingles plan to fill up stadium stands is shaking a million hands and turning up all in the fans. When nobody knows who you are, does that mean that you are not a star? Does that mean that you're not up to par? No way in hell will you come this far.
You don't get this sound overnight. We're putting work here. TCMG is moving earth here. No way I'm gonna let it go when this is all.
Knows down the guts rock. Can't stop till we get to the top. Now turn it up and see the knock. Yeah, we'll see you there. Everybody that ride with us, everybody who side with us, and to those who collide with us,
we feel sorry for you, cause this is what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
Adversities are nothing new. Don't be surprised when you see us everywhere that matters, climbing that ladder.
To the big little homie J-A-E, Mr. Business, Black Star Records for pointing the way. Since all the rest of y'all can care less, well, we'll see you there. If we don't, that's because y'all ain't making
to see people.
for you.
I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air. The truth is you're beautiful,
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 beautiful.
Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful,
beautiful,
beautiful.
Many mighty ships are sinking, many stars are falling down, and I count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around. Yeah, yeah. And I can't go without saying that I thank God for you all now. Yeah, for you, I
put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful,
beautiful,
beautiful.
Let me say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Let me say yeah, 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 yeah.
That's what they be yelling, I'm a pimp by blood, not relation. I don't chase some, I'll replace some. Pan, LVs, Hermes, no shake. Saint Louis, man, they rotate. School me to the game, now I know my duty. Put her in the loader, she was riding in that hoodie. That got my own home. Yo, got my own smoke. Had to put my knick-knack on. Tell that, put a ring back on.
Raise on me. He's already grown. What you gon' do? You wonder why he acts like a boy. It's 'cause he wasn't raised right before you. Girl, you ain't never gon' change nobody. If he don't Pretty young thing, I'ma ask her to take my hand. Hello, boy. Retreat song Wasted. Check it out. Go cop it off iTunes. I want to thank you all for listening tonight. Especially want to thank our special guest, Jersey Authentic. Check him out, y'all. He has a new mixtape dropping in July. Jeff Bradshaw, I don't know what happened to you, but we wish you all the best at your home concert. Listen, everyone, have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you in 2 weeks. God bless. Peace.
Pretty, pretty, pretty unsafe. I'ma ask her to take my hand. Head to the floor. Head.